I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. No one can stop me. I'm the best ever.
Like motherfuck all y'all, Mr. Mike Tyson flow, uppercut all y'all, step into my ring bitches, ding ding bitches, click clack bow bow, bing bing bitches, I'm the dream machine, I mean keen vision, I can see through your scene like clear screens, hear me, to a lion you are just dear me, fear God, fear me.
And welcome everyone to Hellions Magazine Presents Jump the Smarks Episode 7. I am your host, Kevin Hellions, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Sweet Maddie Treats.
How y'all doing out there?
Sweet Maddie Treats, how are you this
week? I'm excellent. How are you doing?
Why are you talking like a jackass?
Because I just got done watching the Republican National Convention. Yeehaw. Jim and Wang Yang is here to stay.
Are we allowed to go political on this podcast?
This is the one I'm exact. Do politics have any say in wrestling?
Backstage politics.
Yes, backstage. Yes, but yes. Do you think Democrat, Republican?
No. Are you wondering why we're trying to smack down the vote once again?
No, that's great. I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is Matt Stryker. Vote Republican. Did you see this?
I heard a comment of his on ECW.
He did an Obama comment.
Yeah, saw that.
And then this past week, they ran the smack down your vote, and Todd Grisham says, make sure you go out and vote, and Stryker chimes in, and vote Republican. Swear to God.
Well, maybe he's just trying to be heel.
Or maybe he's trying to get in good. Do you think Vince was in his ear telling him that?
I wouldn't. God, what would Vince be?
Vince would have to be Republican. He's rich and he's old.
Right. But he'd have to be Democrat because he does a lot of ridiculous shit.
Because he doesn't like the governing, though. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. Well, I'm thinking he would be Republican, too, because how many black champions have you had?
Wow.
I'm sorry. With that Matt Stryker thing, really, there's no point to it. Why even? The only politic in wrestling, Jesse Ventura, that's it.
Yeah.
I like the SmackDown Your Vote. They do a great thing, but just Stryker, you're good at color commentary, but that's it.
Totally missed that, and I enjoyed everything else for him this week.
I like him. But there's no business being in the. I mean, what's next? MVP coming out with an Obama shirt on? Like, you know what I mean?
He should. He should.
Yes, he shall.
Yes, he shall. That's the Cobra Commander one.
Cobra! For you that don't know, don't worry about it. For our 10 listeners out there.
And our one in Europe.
Mm-hmm. So what is on our show for today? We got actually a big announcement. We have decided to postpone the top 10 greatest tag teams of all time because it's too big for one show. It needs its own show.
It will.
We started talking about it, and we were hours.
It's going to be a lot. We want to get more input from other people.
We want people to write in to the – can I get a drum roll, please, Kevin? The Hellions Brain Trust.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. I just thought. All right. We're super Eric to save us.
But we have our members of Team Hellions. They're our side ones that don't care to join us for the podcast. But our loyal
they have better things to do with their time.
They have lives. Yeah. But they're loyal listeners and supporters and join us for the wrestling shows we go to.
So we will be taking their input and putting it with ours and putting it in a format. But it's just going to be one. We're going to do it as one big show maybe in a couple weeks probably.
Yeah, we'll try to, try to get some outside opinions on it.
Yeah, send in your emails. We'll wait for Plug Central, but, you know, what is it, Kevin?
HelliansMagazine@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. But actually, if you want to get the email, fast forward to the end of the show now. We'll wait. How long do you think it takes to fast forward?
I don't know. Nah, I do it all the time for a show.
I know. Fuck this. Matt speaking.
Aw, too soon.
Hellions is speaking. Where's my witty banter?
Aw, too soon.
So what's on our agenda, actually, Kevin?
All right. Well, since the last episode of Jump the Smarks, we have Raw, SmackDown, TNA, two episodes of ECW, wrestling announcements, UFC announcements, and two pay-per-views this weekend. I think we got a lot to talk about.
And thank you for coming out to our show tonight. We are done.
All right, which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the biggest story of the week.
Mick Foley going to TNA?
Nope.
Brock Lesnar, Randy Couture.
That is right. Brock and Couture. I'm excited for
it. I totally thought you were going smart-ass with it.
What's that?
I thought you were going to say, like the debut of R-Truth or something like that.
Oh, no.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
I thought it was the big O.
The big O. With Rally Towels this week.
No, but obviously it has to be Brock Couture. Now, this shows... This to me, though, shows the madle of the madle.
The madle.
The fatal flaw. I don't even know how I got madle.
Anyways, the fatal flaw.
The fatal flaw of the UFC.
Which is?
How many matches has Brock had?
Two.
And he's getting a title shot?
Yes.
How many has he won?
One.
So he's 2-1 and he's, or 1-1 and he's getting a title shot?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Like, you know what I mean? There's no heavyweight division there.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a lack of heavyweights that are challengers. Plus, you want a money match. Like, yeah, maybe you could bring in someone no one cares about yet. But between who would be available then, because you have to take a certain amount of time off in between fights, mm-hmm. and you have to have training time.
Brock makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Just process of elimination. Who's available? Who's not injured? Who's willing to do it? Who do we have under contract? And who's going to bring in some money?
And who's going to win the belt from Couture? Well, do you think Dana White also had that planned? Like, okay, Couture, you haven't fought. When's his last fight? When was his last fight? Was it 2 years ago?
No, not that long ago.
7 years ago?
No, not like that.
I think
that.
It was 5 years ago.
It's like a year ago, maybe.
Like, he hasn't fought. Like, you can't really train. I mean, you can train for UFC, obviously, but they're not going to go full speed, you know? Like,
well, I mean, he took some time off. He filmed The Scorpion King 2.
Oh, at your local FYE, folks. Surprised he's not too local, big for UFC now.
Your local dollar bin.
Not yet.
I
think my brother Netflixed it.
But, I mean, he came back. He's going to defend his title, the title that he still has. The following pay-per-view, there's going to be a title match for the interim title.
Yeah,
and then the winners of two, well, you're not, yeah, probably March at that point.
I don't think it'll be March. Probably April.
We have, no. Oh,
yeah, WrestleMania maybe. Weekend. Why not? I thought that was the biggest news. That does show the fatal flaw that he's had two matches and he's already got a shot. Just because he's a name, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, though.
If he wasn't coming in with his name, they would wait. They would definitely wait. But they're like, it's too good a chance.
Yeah.
Like, Couture is signed for three more fights, I think. What, are you going to wait for this to be his last fight under the deal? That, you know.
No, I understand, but I'm just.
Yeah. But, just I mean, saying. That's so good a fight, I don't want to watch it in public.
You want to be, like, at someone's house?
Yeah, like, usually we go to our local UFC's establishment, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Woo-hoo!
BWW. Sit there for a few hours, eat a bunch of chicken wings, watch some UFC.
And by sit there, we actually stand there.
Yeah. But I really wanted to listen and pay attention and not be distracted by this fight. Like, I'm so into it, I want to make sure that
you
I watch
what?
It in the comfort of my home.
I think that if you're going to go to Wild Wings for this fight, get there at noon.
Yeah.
I think this
is going to be the biggest UFC fight ever.
Yeah.
And then you have, it's like a mania. Like, wrestling pay-per-views, and maybe I'll wait for a DVD. Maybe I'll borrow someone's copy. Maybe I'll download it. Maybe I'll do whatever. Mania, I am there.
UFC is so different from boxing, and it's done so much better than boxing. And the fact that they do something every month. So there's always that. Boxing, I mean, there's boxing every month, but it's not one. It's not like they have their, you know, their federation belts and stuff like that, but it's not like a federation. You know what I mean?
No, once or twice a year, there's a bout in boxing that everyone's like, ooh, we should really see that. That could be
great.
But
UFC does it, so they hype their own stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, boxing, you go with Don King promotion. It's different promotions.
Yeah, UFC's all in-house.
Yeah.
Which helps dramatically.
Which makes it so much better.
Yeah. But then you have... Well, with boxing, all right, I'm trying to remember the last one that I had to sit through. I think it was
De La Hoya Mayweather.
Yeah, that went 12 rounds of nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I sat through that. I was like, really? Really? That was supposed to be the best fight of the year?
Oh, it just showed you
12
how
rounds
good
of nothing?
Mayweather is.
I just didn't
Did
care.
You watch Mayweather Hatton, maybe?
No. Hatton? I don't know.
That was Mayweather knocked him out in like the seventh round. That was fun.
No, there was no knockout.
I know.
Yeah. But I was just.
But they're doing that again, De La Hoya Mayweather.
I thought Mayweather retired.
Dude, when you're gonna make $15 million from one fight.
Yeah, true. I'd get in there. Be retarded.
You should get in there and fight Brock. You guys are in the same weight class.
I'd be retarded the rest of my life, but I'd have that money.
Simple Jack. Just tap out as soon as you go in.
Brock, please stop hitting me.
You guys see? I don't know if you guys out there have you seen Tropic Thunder? Oh my god, it's ridiculous. It's so funny.
Ridiculously good.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's the thing though. Why don't you start? We'll do this right now. You are going. This is a big announcement, folks. Kevin is joining the heavyweight division of UFC. A round of applause there.
No, let's
and
be
this
fair.
Is why. You win one fight, you got a title shot.
All right. Let's
How ridiculous would that be, though?
Let's be fair. If I was actually in shape to contend in UFC, I would no longer be heavyweight.
What would you be?
I'd be a weight drop.
Would you?
I would hope I'd lose weight if I was
in
shape.
What is the heavyweight weight? I know the limit's 265.
Yeah, like, I don't know, 230 or 240, 265, something like that.
But Kevin is the same height and weight as Samoa Joe. But
same
they look
build, pretty much, just don't have the same cardio.
Yeah, but Samoa Joe, he can, you know, he can run laps around you.
No, I get winded just like having someone sit on my lap.
Kevin's,
I'm tired.
Kevin's nickname is Barry Winded instead of Barry Windham. Or Tubby Blanchard.
Tubby Blanchard.
That's my favorite. Tubby Blanchard. We could have come up with double A, though, like Arn Anderson. What do you?
Yeah.
Fat Fanderson. You know what I mean? Like,
the food enforcer.
It's not that funny, though.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest news. Another news. You know, this is a weird week for wrestling because none of the really... I thought Raw was really good this week, personally.
Yeah, I liked Raw a lot.
I liked it. A lot of it didn't make sense, but I liked it. But it was a big week outside of the ring. You know, like, there was a lot more newsworthy stuff. You had the, the Brock Couture.
Right.
Foley finally announces that he's done with the E and he's going to TNA.
Very interesting wording on it, though.
Just for a short-term deal.
Yeah.
So I wonder...
It was like, I've left WWE.
Maybe he's the one that's playing the guitar.
Maybe. It was like, I've left WWE. It's under good circumstances. Just felt it's time to do new things. I'm going to write my third novel, a fourth memoir, another children's book. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to do something with TNA. It was just very odd wording with it.
Yeah. Apparently, there's six of him.
Well, we've already seen three. You can count Foley as a fourth,
maybe. Do you think
maybe.
Each one of them writes one of the books?
Maybe. I think the fourth book's going to be really interesting because it won't be under the WWE banner.
No.
I think anything he wanted to say before that he couldn't due to whatever sort of censorship, a lot's going to come out. I think he's going to just let loose.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, it's a day one purchase for me already.
He's already pre-ordered it, folks.
I have.
What
I
is
have.
The name of the book?
I don't know. I can't even think of something amusing.
I set you up.
Can't even think of anything amusing.
You disgust me.
Cactus Simple Jack. I don't know.
That's awful.
Dude, I loved my time in WWE.
If he was gay, would he be Cactus Jack?
That's what they called him on the Insane Clown Posse voiced over the Japanese death match and released it as Stranglemania. And they called him a cactus sack.
It's so stupid.
Everyone had a different name. Fat boy or whatever. It was terrible.
It's the Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, and they were just saying like shit and fuck every other word.
Do you think, though, we have a theory that you can't go to a wrestling event without seeing a Juggalo shirt?
No, I'll spot it now on
Do you think that there's one fan out there right now in a Juggalo shirt listening to this podcast?
Maybe, and then he's like, ah, damn, I got to change.
What, did he shit himself?
You know, it's a Juggalo fan. They probably
We're
do.
We're just talking about nothing. We're just rambling.
Well, I mean, we have wrestling to talk about, but oh well. I actually had my chain wallet taken away from me, though.
When?
You know, just speaking of Juggalo shirts and ridiculous things.
When did you have your chain taken away from you?
I went to a show. And,
a wrestling show?
Yeah, and there's security there. And
2CW?
Hang on. So I had my new chain wallet I just bought. Spencer's has Punisher on it and everything. That was really cool.
Yeah, how much did that cost you?
I don't remember.
So you have no money to put into this wallet?
No, it was only 15.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Oh, it was only 15.
But it's a long chain on it. It goes like to my knee pretty much, loops back around, you know, pretty good chain. And they're like
they do.
You know, I'm walking in, they're checking for security. Yeah, it was, you know, one Syracuse. And I'm going in there and they're like, sir, you can't have a chain wallet in here. We need you to take off that chain wallet. I was like, oh, why? You know, security measure post 9/11, you know, chain might be a weapon or something. You know, is that why you want me to remove the chain wallet? They're like, no, it's because you're fucking 30. Grow up.
Is that what they said?
No.
What the hell? Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
What the hell? I thought you were Doc Hendricks hanging out with the Hardy Boys. That's how.
Walking with my cane.
Yeah.
Having my hair pulled back, trying to hide the bald spot a la Shawn Michaels.
Let's go to Shawn Michaels. He had a tear.
All right. No, he did not. All right.
Yes, he has.
I guess he has a minor tear. Minor tear. He's not going to require surgery.
Oh, that's all I got to say.
I don't know. I'm excited he's not hurt that badly. But when I heard he was hurt, I was like, damn, that sucks. That's like, I was looking forward to that match. That was a great promo this week on Raw.
Yeah.
Like, everything's been so good for him. Like, this is going to be such a good match. It's going to be violent, but it's going to be really good wrestling.
It's not going to be bloody like the last one. I mean, it will be bloody, but it won't be boring. Like,
no, but it's going to just be... there's going to be weapons. There's going to be some plunder.
Why do you need a contract signing for an unsanctioned match?
For them to agree to... Because they're already under a contract to work there. So this is a contract to pause said contract.
Is that their theory behind it?
Yes. It's a contract to remove the first contract for a day, and then the original contract resumes.
Ironically enough, that's how Mick Foley got out of his deal this week.
But, I mean, I don't know. I was excited he wasn't injured. I'm really looking forward to that match. Can't wait to see what happens. Are we doing Unforgiven predictions at the end of the show?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We totally forgot about them.
All right.
We'll do that. Kevin won the chop bet.
Yes, I did.
So he hasn't claimed it yet, thank God.
No. We might wait for Hellions videos.
I got a proposition for you later.
Okay. All right, we'll do our predictions later then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll go as long as we're on Raw. We may as well stick with Raw.
All right, Raw.
Okay.
What you like, what you hate?
All right.
Charlie Haas, what's going on there?
All right. It's really strange what's going on, but he's doing so well at it too.
Yeah.
Like, the Carlito one was great. He had everything down. The Cena one, like, the crowd thought it was Cena when he came out, and it took a while.
We only need to learn five moves.
Aw. But, I mean, I'm curious if it's going to keep going on. Is he going to come out as current stars? Is he going to come out as, you know, older stars? Is it going to be a gimmick? Because, like, Stevie Richards had something going on a few years ago where he was coming out dressed as other people, trying to team up with them or buddy up to them or whatnot. You know, and we've always done this gimmick. But Charlie Haas, back when Heat was still on, like just a couple months ago, had that gimmick where he'd be losing a match, he'd roll under the ring, put on a mask, and come back as if he was recharged. And they said it was supposed to be a playoff on Sharkboy. Sharkboy doing the whole Steve Austin thing. Give me a shell, yeah. But maybe Charlie Haas is redoing these gimmicks. Maybe it is a joke to TNA. Because, I mean, TNA's got a lot of redone WWE gimmicks. Black Machismo. You know, Black Rain being take off of Goldust. Yeah, with the same person, but still.
It's just weird. I mean,
I like it. It's giving Charlie Haas something
most
to do.
They'll go nowhere.
Yeah, probably. Probably. They'll forget about it. I'm amazed he hasn't been released, though.
Haas?
Yeah.
He's so good. Like, he's great. He needs a tag team.
He'd be great in a stable or with a manager or something to help build him up. But he's done tag teams. You know, like, I feel bad for the guys that are like, wow, you're really good, but not good enough to be on your own. You know, Arn Anderson, Bobby Eaton, and
do I feel bad for Trevor? Okay, who do you feel bad for? Trevor Murdoch in a tag team or release Trevor Murdoch?
I feel bad for release Trevor Murdoch because he had charisma at least. He could have gotten over on his own.
He released Trevor Murdoch. Therefore, if they would have put him back in a tag team where he belongs,
no, I was thinking
he could not be a singles wrestler, Trevor Murdoch.
All right, so I want a monster tag team.
No, here we go.
All right, as has been discussed. Now, we'll get TNA in a bit, but Matt Morgan, for some reason, wasn't on this week.
The Blueprint.
Okay, Abyss had the weird promo with Karen Angle.
Just random.
But it was amusing. So, who knows what they're doing there? I have a great idea for Monster Tag Team.
Oh, here we go.
I might put them under mask. I might repackage them. I want them to come out and just destroy people.
Okay.
Snitsky and Festus.
Okay. Put them under a mask?
Yeah. Put them under mask, repackage them, have them just come out and destroy people. Maybe give them a manager, too.
A talking head.
Sure, why not? Say they're like giants from the Orient or something. I don't know.
What can you do? I feel bad for Snitsky. The guy's dying his teeth. He's doing anything. They're like, you know what? You suck.
Try shaving all your hair. That doesn't work. Try growing a beard. No. Try dyeing your hair. Try killing babies. No. That doesn't
like,
work.
Like, you know, it's just, I feel
How
bad.
About try learning a move? Try cutting a promo.
But maybe he can talk, and we just don't know.
Maybe Vladimir Kozlov can talk.
If the promo, we'll get into promos a little bit. A lot of promos I did not like this week.
All right. So what do you think's going on with Orton, though? All right, one, is injury legit?
Isn't it amazing, though? Orton's on, and the complete dynamic of Ross.
Yeah. I was like, wow, really needed him.
Wow, you are good.
Yeah, he was.
He walks in. He can't even wrestle. He's already the biggest heel.
Just like a puppet master, just a straw that stirs the drink.
Oh, he's good.
Excellent work. Now, is he really injured?
I don't know.
Or is he going to like suddenly show up Unforgiven and start causing shit?
Like a masked man from the Orient starts doing RKOs and turns out it's Orton.
Is he going to do anything? Or do you think he's really injured and has to wait?
I don't know, because they're like, you know, the internet people, nothing's happened, you know, can't find anything on him. It's really just interesting.
Were those seeds for a stable?
Seems like it. You know what it seemed like to me? It was like when Triple H and Shawn Michaels were talking to the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it seemed like. It was like, you got to take over. Come on. Do crazy stuff. That's what it seemed like.
I'll predict that it is starting to stable Orton and Priceless for damn sure. And I'm going to say after that, it's like, hey, I only ran you guys down to help build you up and everything, and we're a team now. Santino and Beth comes out, and Santino's like, oh, that's why you made fun of me too. And then they just beat the hell out of him anyways, because no one likes him.
Santino's great. The honkometer.
The honkometer was freaking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I only have to do this for 62 more weeks.
That's nothing to me.
That's nothing to me. So ridiculous. He wins by accident. It's going to get over as a face.
He should be.
I see a face turn for this.
He's so good. I mean, he's your comedy guy.
Like, he'll probably have face turn while still champion. And Honky Tonk Man has got to come out at some point during this.
Yeah, you know, pass a torch.
Pass
How
a
funny
torch.
Would that be, though? Where is my torch? Where is the torch?
Isn't your guitar?
Is it your guitar?
We're going to smash it over my head.
Really? You were in TNA, too?
Did Jeff Jarrett drop it?
Oh. Hey, yo. The honkometer is great, though.
But all right. No, sorry. Go ahead.
What's going on? Not to get off sidetrack with the Orton thing, but Kane and Mysterio, what the fuck's going on?
Well, didn't you see it in Hell?
What?
Didn't you see the clothesline?
Clothesline from Hell.
Did you hear that in the promo?
No, yeah, he said something like...
Yeah, like, you say you'll hit me with a clothesline from Hell? I've been to Hell. I didn't see a clothesline. Oh, what? You know, I'm fucking doing laundry down there in Hell?
Rey Mysterio's gonna wash his masks.
There's no water, wash your clothes in Hell? I'm stunned.
It's just...
Was Spawn down there at least? No.
No. Oh, boy. Where's Ron Perlman? Is he chilling? Like, are they going to go anywhere with it?
I don't know. Like, then Ray shows up. He seems fine. He amazingly works around Kane's height. Like, for
Ray was really good.
Yeah, like, for the size difference and style difference, it wasn't that bad.
It was
surprisingly
good.
It's
just Ray getting his offense in, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but now you're like, all right, so what did Ray go through? Is he burned? Is he hurt? Is there something going on? Is Kane
maybe
just
the
stupid?
Burns are psychological on Ray.
Yeah, or we can just forget about the storyline in a couple weeks like we do with all other ones. Oh, Kate, it's great that you raped Leighton and impregnated her and forced her to marry you against her will. Oh, your face now. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to cheer you.
Yeah, now
boy, remember when Charles Manson turned face? It was great. Just had to cover up that Nazi tattoo of scar thing of his. Yeah.
We're sorry about all the politics in the show, folks.
I think it was when Magnum T.A. had his car accident.
Magnum T.A.
Charlie Manson turned face in support of his former rival.
Come on. You're proud of yourself,
right? I am. I'm sorry. I watched a Nikita Koloff thing on YouTube before I came over here, so it was on my mind. There's this great thing on YouTube. Some guy's doing the top 250 wrestlers of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. He's got a great video package set, you know, sets everything to music specifically suited for that person, and the promos are all very good. It's up to 94 right now. He's got like a couple new ones every week.
What does this guy do for a living?
I don't know, but I want that job.
You know, like, I don't get... I mean, we do a podcast every week, but...
I wish I was paid for it. It
doesn't take up that much time, our podcast.
Now, watching all of it does, though.
Yeah, but I like that. That's the best part.
Yeah, true.
Because I watch it anyways.
Yeah, I may as well do something with
it. This
is
what we do. We watch it, and we hang out, we talk about wrestling.
We may as well put it online for all of you to enjoy. And if you enjoy it, write to us at HellenesMagazine@gmail.com.
Why, what is that, Kevin?
Why, that's HellenesMagazine@gmail.com. All
right, let's get on the Raw.
All right, why were there two ECW matches? Well, sort of, on Raw.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So we had the Battle Royal, and then we had a setup for a tag match.
Because they're touring with them now?
No, that supposedly isn't happening, because they're like, it'd be too tough to tape it before Raw. There's too much else going on before Raw, plus you got to go live, plus sometimes we tape Saturday night's main event before it. Plus this, plus that.
So, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, I have no clue what's going on with it. But the only thing I can think is it was Labor Day weekend. Some people are on tour, you know, like maybe it's just a screw
They're not
week.
On tour, though. They're in Rochester this weekend. They're going overseas eventually, just not now.
So, they just...
Think about it. They're not overseas now. They got Unforgiven on Sunday.
Yeah, true. So, they just took, like, a little break for Labor Day,
I guess.
It's one of the few holidays they get off during the year.
Yeah, Christmas, fuck that. Labor Day, yeah.
Well, they used to have a show on Thanksgiving when Survivor Series was on Thanksgiving.
They should. That was fun.
I used to love SmackDown on Thursday nights. When you got the Thanksgiving SmackDown, they would have a food fight every year.
They don't do that now, do they?
No, because it's on Fridays. That one day makes all the difference.
It's Black Friday. It's just, you know, Mark Henry and Tony Atlas.
And great deals on
great
at
deals
Walmart.
The Chris Benoit DVDs are getting sold.
I wonder what that's...
I try to fit in one Chris Benoit joke every week.
Do you think the Benoit DVD is really expensive or really cheap on eBay?
What was it called again?
Hard Knocks.
Cheap Pops.
No, that was a Foley one.
Hard Knocks.
Like, do you think it's really expensive or really cheap? Is it people still capitalizing on the death? Or is it people like, screw it, get rid of it?
No, I think it's just regular price.
All right.
Let's do some research.
We'll look it up later. Okay.
I'm sick of talking about Raw.
I got a few more
things.
What
else did you want to talk about, quick?
All right. Jamie Noble and Layla. I finally get my good Jamie Noble
regular
match.
Yeah, he won. Woo-hoo.
I was excited. It was a good match.
It was 2 minutes long.
It was a good match.
How can the match be good if it's 2 minutes long?
I've had sex that was good and was only 2 minutes long.
For you.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. I know that look of disappointment.
Should have saw the girl.
Speaking of sex, Candice Michelle came back this week.
Yeah. It looks like she had a breast reduction.
She did look smaller. She definitely looked smaller. New hair,
matters,
new outfit.
She looked good.
She messed up like a couple moves.
Spring
but
rust.
And they flowed into something else, though. It was like, all right, that didn't work, but I can make it look like I did.
Do you know what? You know what the one thing I hate about the women's division is? Kelly, she's trying her hardest, but she does that backflip thing where they hold her hand like she tries to kick.
Yeah.
And it just takes like 5 minutes, and then you see the person push her.
There's a few moves that suspend the disbelief a little too much.
Doesn't look as smooth.
Yeah, like if it could take place in about half the time, it would look a little better.
But
she's trying and all. I thought it was a good storyline with Candice Michelle. Thought she was showing like
Oh, pointing at her collarbone?
Yeah, yeah, just doing the collarbone thing, going for the move that injured her. Like, actually rewarding the viewers that watch for a while. As opposed to, no, that happened a month ago, that's ancient history, forget about this. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I like to, all right, Hunkometer we went over, WWE at the conventions we went over, Jericho Michaels we went over.
Don't you have a checklist you can check these off?
I do. I'm going through.
Anything else you didn't go over?
For Raw, I think we're good.
Orton Punk? That could be good.
That's the only reason I think we'll do Unforgiven predictions a little bit. That's the main reason I think Punk's holding on title.
Okay. Oh, interesting. A little preview.
Because that was good.
All right. ECW, you really want to talk about anything?
All right. did you watch ECW?
Yeah, I watched both.
Did you DVR it? So you got like the little like credits for Eureka before ECW started?
Yeah.
Did you have a little flash of something go across your screen?
I don't know.
It was the weirdest thing. All right. So your TV goes to you at what, like 30 frames a second or something like that?
Probably.
For the images? This would have been on like one frame. So if you blink, you'd miss it. But I was watching also and I was like, some word just went by. It was like the Who Is Suicide thing on TNA.
Like who it goes is Suicide?
By. It's going to be Frankie Kazarian. It's going to be Kaz.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, but that ruins all that suspense they've built up. Thanks, Kevin.
Like, it flashes quickly. So I'm like, did I see something? I kept rewinding it. I couldn't get it exactly right.
Why didn't you slow-mo it?
I tried. I just couldn't get it right. It went by so fast. Like, if I slow-mo'd it, just couldn't catch it.
Maybe you just have a glitch in your TV.
No, because it did it for... All right, there's been two episodes that have taken place, because usually we do this Tuesday nights, and, you know, new episode of ECW later that night. We're doing this Wednesday, so there's been two episodes of ECW.
Now they know our schedule.
Now you know where I live. The calls Creepy. Are coming. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Who is Suicide?
So, last week, CCW had a little blurb saying, you know that they say don't try this at home. And then this week's just a listen. And it's the weirdest thing, and I'm wondering if someone at Sci-Fi is screwing around. Or if it's like the WWE, or like there's some reason to it for it to happen twice in a row. It's just screwy, and I'm wondering if anyone else saw it. Apparently not.
Later in the show, Kevin will discuss who shot Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Oh, come on. The bullet ricocheted. Kennedy.
Well, no, all right. Apparently no one else saw it.
What do you mean, no one else? It's just me.
I know.
Apparently, I represent the rest of the wrestling community.
You're my world. All right, back to ECW, though.
Two people. Three people.
What?
Evan Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
Atlas Ortiz.
Ricky Ortiz.
Atlas DeBone. Gavin Spears. Three reasons Sean to Spears. Watch ECW.
All right. Gavin Spears and even... All right, Gavin
Spears. Crown Jewel, man.
Ryan Braddock and Scotty Goldman. Why bring these guys in? Like, why bring them in at all right now? No push, no wins,
Gavin
no nothing.
Spears, I hope they continue with the Crown Jewel, and he loses every week. How great would that be?
His gimmick is he's a loser, but he thinks he's a winner.
Ricky Ortiz is great.
It's just hilarious.
Team him with Santino.
That'd be hilarious. Braddock has the look, but hasn't done anything yet. And Scotty Goldman, you think could get over. It's Colt Cabana. He's been over everywhere else he's been. It's small indie feds, as JBL calls him.
Yeah, but he hasn't.
You know, I don't understand throwing these guys out here. Like, Evan Bourne, super over. Ricky Ortiz, getting over. Brain Walker's released after two matches.
He deserved to be released. Jeez.
Did you see the video I posted? I found on YouTube of Brayden Walker. Someone made a YouTube video of the Brayden Walker definitive collection.
Oh, really?
It's like three discs, 15 minutes.
That's funny.
Watch that time he fought James Curtis. The time he fought James Curtis. And the time he talked to Matt Hardy backstage. Relive Brayden Walker, and then they play the Ric Flair "Leave the Memories Alone" music over highlights of him. It's great.
That's funny.
All right. Speaking of funny, we had the dirt sheet this week on ECW.
Yeah, it was better than the original one they did.
All right. Now, you asked me earlier, as we were prepping for the podcast, if I thought that everyone knew what Miz and Morrison were going to pull on everyone else. Like, if everyone knew the entire segment. But Mark Henry's laughter looked legitimate. I'm thinking Mark Henry, they're like, we're going to make a joke about your belt. He's like, all right. And walks away. Chavo, we're going to play bad music. All right. And walks away. Like, I don't think anyone else knew what they were going to say for anyone else. I think maybe they got permission from the people, like, hey, we're going to make fun of you. Don't worry about it. But I think to everyone else's surprise. No, because, you know, there's so many politics in it. Someone might be offended. Oh, no.
No, I mean, it was just funny. We're going to make fun of you. Okay. Thanks. Bye. You had a good run. Snap in the butt. See you later.
See you later, kid.
Slap in the butt. There's a sticker that says send to OVW.
That was funny.
Yeah, what a way to bury him.
What a way to bury Kenny Dykstra this week, though.
That's funny, though, too. Like,
Kenny comes out.
He is the Gavin Spears of SmackDown.
Cuts a better promo than R-Truth has in all these vignettes. Has a pretty good match with him, too.
Yeah, it was okay.
Which apparently he wasn't supposed to have.
Yeah, he was just supposed to just win outright.
Yeah, if those of you may have not seen it, apparently Vince McMahon wanted R-Truth to come out, absolutely dominate Kenny Dykstra.
You know what he did? You know what I thought was going to happen once the match started? I thought R-Truth was going to say, you got served with those dancing moves.
Wow.
Like, how do you have, you cut these, you know, Truth from the streets, and then he's dancing. Thank you, sir.
Well, it was cut for time, but what you missed was that Mario Lopez actually introduced R-Truth as part of America's Next Best Dance Crew.
Did you know, too, that Tom Bergeron is the new host of SmackDown?
Let's see what the judges say.
And Carrie Ann Moss is actually Gail Kim's sister.
Carrie Ann and Abba.
I thought it was, who's Carrie Ann Moss?
I don't know.
I'm just making up names.
Kate Moss is the model.
Yeah.
No, Carrie Ann and Alba, the cute little Asian girl.
Yeah. No, yeah, she's Gail Kim's sister.
Is that what it is?
Carrie Ann Kim.
Carrie Ann Kim. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a delicious Asian food.
Her initials are CAC. Carrie Ann Kim. CAC.
Speaking of CAC.
All right, let's talk about
CAC. Did I really hear Todd Grisham say, wow, he took that shot in the capital of Thailand?
I think so.
I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. He said that line, but two, he got away with saying that line.
You know what? The capital of Thailand. You know what they do in Thailand?
Touch little boys.
They vote Republican.
Same thing.
Oh, I'll be here all week.
Too soon. Too soon. But you know, with all the, because I was thinking this week, they play the Mr. Perfect promo for the new DVD coming out.
Is it out to next week?
Comes out next week. I'm going to try to get it. Day one. Review.
You'll get it.
Well, it looks good.
I said you'll get it.
Oh, I said don't get
it. Don't get it.
But one of the people they interviewed is his son, who I believe is, well, he's definitely training B wrestler, if not under developmental.
Florida?
Yeah. So with all the second generation ones, and then WWE's love of anything controversial, and Matt Stryker's love of the Republican Party.
Yeah, oh, here we go.
I'm hoping we can get Sarah Palin's daughter, and you know, WWE can bring her in. They could do like a whole Juno thing leading up to the election.
Yeah.
That's as far as I've thought it out.
Oh, really? And then Sarah Palin's daughter, his child, can date Daniel Benoit.
Oh, she could get someone prettier than that.
Oh, he's too small. She can get some. Are you serious? Poor kid. Hey, not only is he dead, his father killed him and he had like Down syndrome or something.
He didn't have Down syndrome. He just had the Benoit Cro-Mag forehead.
He had, no, wouldn't he have fragile? Jeez. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Fragile. You're going to hell to do laundry with Cade. The fragile X chromosome.
I've heard of going to hell to handbasket. I'm going to the laundry basket.
Oh, my God.
The little snuggle bear is going to be burning. Help me.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
I don't know. You know what's wrong with me?
I can't. Let's go right to Plug Central. Get this over.
You know what's wrong with me?
What?
I didn't get my EmpireHardcore.com this week.
Why? Were they not on?
They were not.
Maybe they were hungover from the drunk episode.
They were tired.
Is that what it was? Do they post when they're not tired?
Yeah, a message board says, I think Chris...
they're burnt out from the hour-long podcast they do.
Yeah, like Chris and Ryan watched Raw, and Danny was tired and sick, so they couldn't do it.
Why? We've done a show. Well, there's only two of us, and we did a show where only one of us watched.
And they've done a show with only two people before. Don't know.
It's amazing.
Don't know. I think they should. I was disappointed. I didn't get my fix. I missed them.
I miss them every week.
Chris.
Well, I wouldn't say I missed them.
Chris, Danny, Ryan, come back. Come back. Leave the memories alone.
You know what we should do? Is
travel Jersey and have a super podcast?
A podcast scramble.
A podcast scramble.
There'll be five of us. And we each fight for the mic. And whoever at the end of it is the host.
You know, fighting five guys.
Fighting
for the mic is one small step away from a gay gangbang porn.
It is. I'm just saying, Kevin.
Hold the mic. Hold the mic. Don't let anyone out of it. Hold it in my mouth.
We can do a pass. What is wrong with you? You're guzzling cock. You're getting sent to hell.
Don't know. All right.
That's enough ECW talk.
No, sadly, we were on SmackDown.
How do we go from ECW to SmackDown to Kevin guzzling cock?
I don't know. Wrestling's always that one step away anyways.
Oh, my God.
I had a college professor tell me that the only reason there are beautiful women on wrestling is so guys feel less gay watching it.
Probably.
I know. Then I looked up and said, huh? Because I had his cock in my mouth.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Speaking of beautiful women. What do you think of the whole Brie Bella thing?
I don't know.
All right, for those of you that
I heard there's two of them.
There is.
Who cares? They're not going to do anything with it till later. She debuted.
I know, like it seems like they've wanted to do this twin gimmick forever. I mean, they've done it with males before. They've done, you know, Angle and his brother and all.
I just feel like we're talking about, like anyone's like guzzling cock. They can overhear us. Guzzling cock. They wanted to do it with males before.
Oh, you know, I tried to segue.
Oh, my God. Really? Did you fall off?
Ba-dum-bum. So, but, all right, for one, I'm surprised that they hired two women that are twins.
But well, knockouts draw ratings.
Yeah, well, what do you do with it once the gimmick's out? Like, there's no women's tag team division. Does one of them turn heel? Does one of them go to Raw?
You could do so much.
Cut her hair?
You could do so much.
You could, but what would they do?
Knowing them, they do an angle where the one guy's banging one of them, and then he bangs the other one. No, seriously, though, it's Vince.
And then their dad comes out and says he'll choppy-choppy their pee-pee.
And it turns out it's Tori Wilson's dad getting married. Did he die?
Storyline, yeah.
Oh. I thought he really died.
No, just her career.
Oh. Along with her marriage. Well, how awkward must that have been? You're married to Kidman. He gets released. You don't.
Jackie Gayton and Charlie Haas.
But you know what I mean? Wasn't she on TNA too?
Yeah, until she got pregnant.
Oh.
And then she was like, oh.
She saw what happened to Lita. That's what it was.
She didn't want Kane attacking her baby. And she couldn't go WWE because she'd be released for being pregnant.
She being fat.
Aww.
That's why she would have got released. By the E. Baby.
I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to have a pregnant gimmick on there.
How would you do a pregnant gimmick? Beth Phoenix, Santino. I'm pregnant.
Is it Tamina?
It's Tommy's. Tommy Dreamer walks out blowing the trumpet. How great would that be? You would love it.
I would love it. I would just love for Tommy Dreamer to be in a storyline period right now.
Oh, my God. Tommy Dreamer is in the back talking to someone.
He doesn't have to be in storyline.
Best segment ever.
He doesn't have to be in storyline over a miss period. Just a storyline period.
Boo. It's Tommy's. That would be great. Beth Phoenix. Santino. Did you see after he won? He's like,
he's laying on his back doing the trumpet.
That's incorrect.
I knew you'd
they
pop
should
for that.
Sell Santino trumpets, like inflatable trumpets,
or like the little like plastic horn things that they sell at like baseball games or whatever. They have a great story about.
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
I'll tell off the air. I've gone too far already.
We have gone. We're just rambling. Right. We're gonna turn this into a two-parter.
But speaking of babies,
all right, baby time.
If you have a baby, then you're gonna need to read to it so it learns the English language and it can talk good like us. You know where you could get books to read to them?
Where could you?
From Ezekiel Jackson, who apparently was reading The Cat in the Hat while Brian Kendrick cut his great promo on SmackDown.
Why? What did Zeke? I thought that was cool as hell.
But. I thought it was a great promo. Bring up Sun Tzu and all, very intelligent promo.
1600.
But yeah, apparently Ezekiel was reading Cat in the Hat.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
In the background?
Like really, well, like if you had high def, you would have noticed it, but on regular, it just didn't show up as well.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, apparently he was reading Cat in the Hat, but like with Sun Tzu over it. I don't know, I thought it was funny. I thought that was his best promo yet.
Well, it's
like
his,
I was
well,
already
I think it's his only promo, really.
No, but like he would come to the ring, cut a short little promo before or after the match.
Well, there's only so much you could do in 30 seconds, you know, and like, you know what I mean?
I know, but now, like, I was already a big fan of the old TBK, the Brian Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Now I'm an even bigger fan for it. Like, now I just, like, he can come out and talk and not have to wrestle and still be, like, world champion. Right there.
He cannot be world champion. He's too small.
He should be. All right, we got one more show to get through. Mm-hmm. We're up to TNA, and then we can do our Unforgiven predictions all right, if you like.
TNA, my biggest thing is the promos here.
The promos what?
The promos on TNA. Just the talking points.
All right. Now, I love TNA. Here's the thing that I'll agree I'm bothered by the promos because...
I didn't say I was bothered by them.
I think there's too many. I think it's kind of stagnant the way they do it. It'll
way
be like many. Jeremy Brash interviews AJ Styles. Commercial break.
Guess what happens, too? Sting showed up in a car.
Yeah, it's the start of the show, yep.
Just watch that. They're actually, they have their own honk-o-meter. It's when you honk the car. They're up to 3 weeks.
All right.
Just, I'm going to keep track. You're going to keep track?
All right. So, it's like Jeremy Brash interviews AJ Styles. Commercial break. Jeremy Brash interviews Kurt Angle. Like, boy, Jeremy must be running around the studio all day long because he's still in that TNA world. Yeah. You know, like we do some things over here and then some things over here on the building. So, AJ,
AJ Styles,
what do you think about your match with Kurt Angle this week?
What a nerd. Jeremy Brash.
Welcome to this week's Spin Cycle.
Welcome to Hype Central.
Whatever happened to Lance Wright?
I don't know.
We got
his autograph.
No, I just talked to him. I do have it. You're right, I do. I don't know where it is, but I do.
I don't know where it is. I think I wiped my ass with it last week, but it's okay.
I may have.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. Whatever happened to lots of people in wrestling.
And they just got rid of him, right?
Yeah, like WWE signed him for a bit and then gone. I don't know. Maybe he's hosting like a show on VH1 or something. Maybe
he's probably doing a radio gig.
Maybe he'll be on Dancing with the Stars. Because damn it, if Jeffrey Ross is a big enough name to be on it, then so is Lance, right?
Are you kidding me? Like, seriously. I know it's one thing, though. They do have a lot more athletes.
They got a lot of ass on it this year, too.
Hot ass?
Yeah.
The volleyball player?
Cloris Leachman.
Clitoris Leachman. Your clitoris is Leachman.
That's good.
What'd you say? If your clitoris is leaking? No, I said clitoris Leachman.
If that's not someone's screen name, it is now.
Clitoris Leachman.
I want to sign on Tempire Hardcore or Death Valley Driver or our message board, which I'm working on.
Oh my God.
I'm working on a message board.
Why are we last?
Because it's not up yet.
Oh, okay.
And I want the screen name to be Clitoris Leachman.
Your clitoris is Leachman. What'd you say? I said Cleopatra Leachman.
But yeah, all right. There's too many backstage promos. Lauren's got one. Then JB's got one. And then there's like a rough cut or whatever. I'm like, you got enough people to wrestle. You don't need to do all these interviews. And then it seems like I don't need Jeremy Brash. Lauren did it. I don't need Lauren going to the office, holding the mic for Jim Cornette, holding the mic for Tracy Brooks, going back and forth. Like, there's wireless mics and boom mics and all. It's fucking 2008. We can do something else. But I do believe it's the Southern thing. Because I always watch just older wrestling during the week when I'm bored, YouTube or old tapes or whatever. And the old, like, when Turner Studios had the old World Championship Wrestling there, and it was just like Tony Schiavone with a mic interviewing people at the podium, like all those classic Flair promos they're playing when he was talking about like how much money he has and how expensive his suits are. Them in a studio that they tape at every week with one guy holding a mic no matter what the segment was.
It's just that
style.
I have an interesting idea. I know Flair, great promo man. Great. But do you think the reason we put him up as like one of the best was because he was like the first one to do it? It has to be. Because now you come out and talk about how expensive your suits are. People are just like, whatever. They expect more.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's like, whatever, you're ripping off Flair.
Yeah.
But when Flair came out, they're like, all right, most people are ripping off someone else. It just depends on, can you get more successful at it than someone else? Like, Hogan rips off superstar Billy Graham, but he was better at it. He had a bigger stage to do it. So no one thinks of superstar Billy Graham first. They think of Hogan doing it first. Then Scott Steiner's ripoff of superstar Billy Graham, but did it on a bigger stage. You know, Flair ripped off other people doing it. I mean, Nature Boy came from Buddy Rogers. He took things from other people, but he did it better. So I think, MVP comes out a lot now and talks about how expensive his stuff is. So it seems like he's ripping off Flair. Now, granted, it's going to be decades before anyone could be thought of to be as good as Flair. You need time and distance for things like that.
Need time, distance, and a marriage license to Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, too soon. But MVP is putting his spin on it too, though. So I think he'll be like, yeah, MVP took a little bit of this and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then he became MVP. And then years from now, be like, oh, someone's stealing that from MVP.
Interesting. I just thought of that, though.
All right.
But you think it's the Southern style?
I do. I think it's more a Southern thing.
All right. I don't. There's too many.
What did you think of Sting's excuse?
Sting's promo was excellent, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. The segment was really good.
I'm into it now. That before, I was like, great, Sting's doing this whole bat thing. Jarrett's
because
coming
the thing
back.
Is he bad or is he good? They cheered him in the Impact Zone, but...
It's like he's neither. He's doing what needs to be done.
It's really interesting.
It's like...
Styles feels slighted because he's the one that started the company.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's really been treated like a joke since they got on Spike. AJ's been like the little bitch. I'm like, he was your champion... Two or three times carrying
the
company.
He is the future. You know, he's that good. He's so good.
Yeah, but he's been treated like a kid for like the last year or two. Even though Chris Daniels and Samoa Joe had, I think, the last 5-star match. Like the official rank, you know, Wrestling Observer
Daniels
rankings.
Curry, man. It's just...
He'll get out of it at some point, I'm sure. It's just for now. And it's over now, so he may as well stick with it.
He's spicy.
No, he's hot. He's spicy. He tastes great. Back to the cock.
Oh, my God. Fucking save me.
No, like, Sting's neither bad nor good. It's like a general making tough decisions in a war. He's not good or evil. He's just doing what needs to be done. It's like
That was an excellent promo.
Yeah.
That was, like, one of the better promos that I've seen in a while.
All right.
And it followed the worst promo I have ever seen.
All right, hang on 1 second before you get to that point, because I know who you're talking about.
Come on. Let's talk about
it. I want to do each week, I want to have our best ofs for the week.
Okay, that's cool. We'll do it next week.
Okay. Well, what was the better promo, the Sting one or Jericho and Michaels?
Sting. I like Sting better. Lights are off. The spotlight was on him.
The only...
My thing was Jericho and Michaels... It was good, but it seemed like we've already seen it before because they've done it so many times.
Right. I thought it was the best one out of all of them. I felt like that was all that needed to be done.
But it felt like a compilation of all of them.
Yeah, I felt the length of it was great. But the only thing that bothered
but
me...
My thing, too, is that closed your show.
Yeah.
Like
the thing that I'll agree with Sting's being better, is Jericho had his head turned the whole time. It was like he was reading from something set off to the side. And then finally, then he turns to Michaels. But it's just really weird how he's turned away from him the entire time. Like, we never once looked over in his direction. Even when he signed the contract, it was like he brought it off to the side. It's just very strange. That's why I like the Sting one better. But go on. What do you think was the worst promo
the
of the week?
The worst promo.
Sweet Maddie Treats.
I have ever seen in my life, folks, is ODB's promo.
Loved it.
One
loved
dirty
it.
Bitch.
Loved it.
It's so bad.
No, it's not. It's purposely over the top and purposely ridiculous. She's
for
she's
what
the
reason?
She's the redneck woman. If we go with them as the Southern promotion, she's the girl that drinks and smokes and chews tobacco.
Can outdrink the guys. Grabs her crotch and says, yes. It's wide open, baby.
Yes, and has the gutter mouth and is just like one of the boys and says everything that they say and can hang with them. And boy, you want to sleep with her because you know she'd tear you up, but you don't want to take her home to mom.
No, I don't want to sleep with her, eh?
I would.
I know you would. Those were your handprints on her shirt.
They were. You haven't seen her MySpace pictures.
Very cute. So, it was so bad. It was rushed. It was too over the top. It was just ridiculous. Well, how come she doesn't join Beer Money?
Because she's a face. She's better as a face. And you need to give Jacqueline something to do.
Black.
Lord knows WWE was... Why do you have to go there, huh?
Because it's funny.
Have you been watching C-Lab lately? Is that what it is?
C-Lab?
C-Lab.
C-Lab 2020?
C-Lab 2021.
Oh, I don't know.
C-Lab 2020 is the original, the OG Hanna-Barbera terrible cartoon. C-Lab 2021 is the Adult Swim, purposely ridiculous, completely over top, much like ODB. But yeah, they did segment. They're like, well, Debbie told me that. Well, how do you hear her say that? She's screaming, yelling. No. Other Debbie. Oh, you mean Black Debbie. Why do you gotta say black? Like, it's just a ridiculous thing. It's on the freaking Danger Doom CD, too.
Okay.
All right. Because my geekness knows no bounds.
Seriously, no, but that promo was awful, Kevin.
I loved it. I loved it. I think she's great. Love the promo.
No.
Putting her as, like, number one face in the company with Gail Kim's departure.
Or technically she's coming back now. You heard about this?
No.
Saw it was on Torch. Apparently, she reached out to Dixie to. She hasn't signed anything with the E yet. She reached out to see if she can get money, more money, because she wants to go to TNA. She likes TNA better than E.
No.
I guess. I just read it online.
She'll definitely make more money in WWE. There's
I know,
no
but
doubt.
Money isn't everything, Kevin.
Yeah, true. If she's happy, she should stay there.
She's got her friends there. Her sister's in the company.
Her sister. I could see that. I think she'd be better off staying in TNA. And now that they put Tracy Brooks like in charge of the Knockout division, we got like all the storyline stuff set up to just go ahead with a separate Knockout show.
They should. And they probably will. I'd imagine they would go separate Knockouts eventually.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting if they do a separate Knockout show when they put some guys on there to help get them over on the regular Impact show.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think the Knockouts will draw better? The whole show?
Now? Yes. I think because like, TNA always has the bump in the ratings for the Knockout segments. But you don't really know when they're going to take place. Is it going to be at 9, 9:30, 10, 11? When's it going to be on? I don't know. But if you knew the Knockouts are going to be on from like 8:30 to 9 before TNA, I think people would be like, well, that's when I get my girls wrestling. I'll turn in then.
Do you think it would only be a half-hour show?
Yeah. I don't think they'd have the confidence to give them an entire hour. I don't think they have the roster for an entire hour.
They would have thought of Knockouts wrestling when, like, roller derby was on. They could have an all-girls athletic night on Spike.
That would be nice.
You know?
Speaking of roller derby, you could watch Psych on Friday night in USA to see Mickey James
as
a roller derby girl.
Then you missed it. If you've already,
it's Friday night. It might be up by then.
No, our podcast will. But saying some people don't get it till later in the week.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So
well,
I'm saying you're
luckily,
fucked.
Luckily, it'll probably be replayed during the week anyway.
Yeah, they don't really replay a lot of their stuff. Like the week's episodes, they play it maybe twice.
Really?
Play it after Raw.
Yeah.
And that's it, I think. And then, like, one time at, like, 1 in the morning, like, on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. They only play it, like, 3 times, though. Dying here, folks.
All right. I got one more thing.
All right, what is it?
Then we'll go to our Unforgiven predictions, if you like.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
As I was saying, we should do, like, our favorite thing for the week.
All right, what was your markout moment of the week?
I loved the Matt Hardy-John Morrison match. for the championship scramble qualifying.
Okay. Why? you should see his face. I was just like, okay, that's good. You got all sad. All
right. Just start out, I was like, why are they wearing the same tights?
Yeah.
Like this brown and black combo, everyone seems to be, all right, not everyone, but Hardy, Morrison, and Miz both have it, and they fought in a lot of the same matches lately. So it's kind of, you know, looks a little too similar. But it was just an excellent match. Chemistry is phenomenal. Morrison's come so far. Like from when he couldn't cut a promo and he was seen as the Marty Jannetty of the group with Eminem. He was going to be forgotten about and left behind, just a tough enough kid, to now where I could see him being, you know, the world champion for Raw or SmackDown.
Miz?
No, Morrison.
Oh, I was going to say Miz.
No, Morrison. Totally see him being a world champion.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've always thought that though. When he had that program with Cena at the beginning of the year last year.
But he wasn't this good then though.
Yeah, but even that was good though.
Yeah. And him and Hardy just seemed to click very well with each other. Had a great match. Could be it was pay-per-view quality match anytime.
Well, with what ECW puts on pay-per-views.
Aw. Poor December to dismember.
That was a good pay-per-view.
Was it?
2 hours long. I thought I was watching In Your House.
I thought it was three. Oh, that's right. It ended really early, didn't it?
Yeah. It was 2 hours long, and it cost $50. It ended, what, at like 10:10 or something?
Yeah,
it
ended way too soon. That's right. I forgot that.
Got the DVD upstairs.
All right. I'm sure I can find it for a dollar, too, though.
Fucking bastard. Paid full price for mine.
All right. But anyways, let's go to Unforgiven.
Unforgiven. Okay.
We have six matches named so far.
You have three chops.
I have three chops, yes.
I want to make a bet.
Okay.
I want a double or nothing on Unforgiven.
Okay.
Double or nothing. You can get six chops.
Yes.
Or zero. If I win, I get zero. If you win, you get six. Okay?
So I have nothing to lose. Except for my satisfaction of hitting you, I feel no pain.
Exactly. Like, I have everything to gain.
I'm like Vader in this.
Okay. Would you?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, good. All right. Well, I thought that was going to take a lot more.
That's fine. No. Fuck it.
Do you want to do UFC predictions, too?
No. Honestly, I only know the main event.
Who's going to win that?
Liddell.
Liddell's going to kill Evans? I'm not a UFC guy, so I'm not going to make a prediction.
I'm trying to think what way it will go. I'm sure Liddell's going to win it. You know what? I'm going to say decision. I'm going to say Liddell wins it, but it's by decision.
Is Liddell that good?
His last couple fights, he just hasn't been that good.
I thought that Vanderlei Silva fight, that was fucking fun to watch.
Yeah, and Rashad. He's
beating the shit out of each other.
Rashad was one, when he was on UFC, he was seen as a joke. But he's trained hard, he's cut down on weight, he's become really good.
He's undefeated, too.
I don't think he's good enough to headline a pay-per-view, though.
But we will be there watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be there, filling up on my chicken wings. I'm very excited about it. Got the day off, too.
So what are you going to do? How do you prepare? Take us through a day. You have the day off. So how do you, prepare us? Your UFC day.
My UFC day.
What do you do all day?
Well, this Saturday is going to be a little different.
Okay, why?
All right. Because the previous UFC days, what would usually happen is I'd be scheduled 12 to 8 at work. I'd get done at 8. I'd head right over Wild Wings to get a seat.
Yeah, that's lame, though. This is your new and improved UFC day.
Now I have the entire day off. Plus, I get paid the day before. So my current plan.
All right, let's listen to this, folks.
My current plan.
You can join Kevin on his misadventures as well. Just contact him at hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
What was that again?
hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. All right. My current plan is, I'll get up, I'll shower.
What time do you get up?
Usual stuff. Let's see.
Do you
I'm
get up
be...
in time for cartoons?
No, because, actually, cartoon new ones might be starting.
No. Oh, jeez. They're starting.
I got to look because there will be second season of the new Spider-Man cartoon. And there's a new...
This episode has really confirmed how much of a fucking nerd you are.
And there's the Wolverine and the X-Men cartoon starting. that I'm really excited about. Plot sounds great for it.
Continue.
And they both start sometime this season. I'm not sure when, so I gotta check that out. And there's a new, I think the new one on Cartoon Network starts in October, though, so I got time for that, called Secret Saturdays.
Oh, my God.
It looks like Johnny Quest crossed with the Fantastic Four.
Can you take off the chain? You're 30. Grow the fuck up.
All right, so maybe, actually, you know what? I won't want to get up early because I work till 10 that night, and I'll probably stay up and watch wrestling or some other such junk.
Maybe SmackDown?
Maybe. So I'll probably stay up late. So I'll DVR any cartoons. I'll wake up whenever I get up. It'll probably be 10.
Okay, we'll say 10.
All right. I probably won't shower till 12.
What do you do for the 2 hours?
Eat cereal.
Okay.
Go online.
Okay, check your sites.
And maybe watch cartoons if any have downloaded.
I'm not going to watch cartoons. I'll DVR. Okay, DVR. So maybe I will.
Well, no, because they're on at like 8 or 9. I might not be up then. I might have to DVR and watch them later.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'll shower, do all that stuff.
This is classic radio.
Now, I won't do it that early because the comic shop doesn't open till 1 on Saturdays.
Okay.
Okay. And I need to go there to pick up, what do I got? I got 4 or 5 books from last week left to pick up and anything new that comes out this week.
Oh, that's good.
So I'll have to go to get that. Then I think I'm going to go up to Borders.
Okay.
So I used to work there. I haven't seen anyone I worked with in about a week. I'm going to just say hi. And while I'm there.
Make your presence felt.
Yep, while I'm there, I'm going to buy the new Marvel direct-to-DVD movie called Next Avengers. Okay.
So basically, you already have your paycheck spent.
Yeah, pretty much.
How much money? Okay, actually, let's go through this. Okay, so you're getting 4 comics. How much will those cost you?
The 4 comics?
Yeah.
12.
$12, okay. 12, okay, continue. How much money do you spend on Borders?
Well, all I really... All right, I'll get a drink. And I'll probably tip to be nice. So let's say that's 5.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll get that new Avengers cartoon. I'm going to guess that's 20.
Why get it there and you can just go to Best Buy and get it for cheaper?
I think it'll be 28 everywhere. It's first week it's out.
So you don't think they'll be on sale anywhere?
Well, I'll check. Okay. So we'll say 15 to 20 then.
Okay, we'll say 15 low end.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You know, just for easy math, we'll round the comic store 15 then. Just keep in 5s and 10s.
All right.
All right, so we're up to 35 there.
30. 15 and 15.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Unless you want to do 15 and 20.
No,
it doesn't matter. This is full pointless. All right, 30. I don't even know
where to. Now, because I'll be going to Wild Wings later in the night, like we'll probably get there like 8:30. I got to have something to eat earlier in the day.
Okay, so you have to get like Taco Bell or something.
Yeah, I'll have to get something to eat at the mall. I don't know, because I'm not going to want to miss any of UFC because I have to poop.
This is, folks, this is what you have to worry about when you run a geek blog. Is you got to worry about pooping during UFC.
So I
what
might.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I might get Subway because then I'll feel like I'm doing something healthy.
You're going to eat fresh, okay.
Yes, yes.
They're expensive, though.
They are.
Especially at the mall. They don't have the $5 footlongs at the mall.
No, but you could go across the parking lot to that little strip mall thing, and they have the $5. I haven't yet.
It's too much of a walk.
Maybe this. I'm so fat from eating all this junk. I'll eat healthy and eat Subway here because it's close. You could walk and lose weight too. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Extra mayonnaise.
What's a sub?
What is the man who runs a geek blog? What kind of energy does he need?
I usually get turkey sub.
Turkey. What's on it? What do you have on it?
Little cheese.
What kind?
American.
Because you are all American.
Yes, I am. I'm very patriotic.
Okay.
A little bit of lettuce, because I hate it when sub places like just put a mound of lettuce on it.
You don't like a salad on your sub.
No. Like so many places have it like half a pound to like 10 pounds of lettuce on your sub. I'm like, no, I don't want that. So I tell them a little bit of lettuce. Then I'll get extra tomatoes, because I'm a big tomato fan.
Really? Salmonella, yep. Here we come.
Yep. Onions. Green bell peppers, the shakers and oil, and spicy mustard. I don't do mayonnaise.
Not on subs.
Not on most things. I'm just not a mayonnaise fan.
Interesting.
Like, sometimes it's unavoidable, but for the most part, I'd rather have mustard any day of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have that. By this point, I've been at the mall for a while. So
your mustard is brown. It's spicy. It's tasty. It's great.
So by this point, I've been at the mall for a while. It's more than likely.
How much money did that cost you?
Let's just say $10.
Make it easy. 40.
Yeah. I'll probably find other things at Borders or at Best Buy or FYE to buy. There will probably be some other DVD or maybe a graphic novel or maybe new comics.
So you want to put $20 just for extra?
Just for extra, sure.
So there's 60.
Okay.
You're up to 60. Not even at Wild Wings yet.
Okay. So after all this, I'll end up at Wild Wings.
Okay.
All right. Now, we'll be there probably 4 hours. 3 hours for a pay-per-view. Be there early. You know,
extra hour to be there.
Yeah, so let's just guess 4 hours. I might have beer. I don't know yet. There's not free refills on beer.
Oh.
Maybe I'll have spent too much money for the day, and I'll be like, no, I'll have soda. I'll be cheap. Don't know. I'll start with my cheeseburger dippers.
How much does this retail for?
Six, I think.
$6. Okay.
Then I'll get my wings. I'm not sure if I'm going to have 18 or 24 yet.
Because, you know, it depends.
I won't finish it either way. But then I know I'll have something for my lunch the next day.
Ah, that's the key right there, folks. Always get more food.
Be like, boy, that tasted so good last night. I wish I had more. Oh, wait, I do.
What kind of flavor do you get?
I've been getting Asian Zing lately, but I might want to switch that up a bit.
Those are good. See, now here's my thing with the Asian Zing. Is you get that, you can't use your blue cheese and celery. I dip my wings in blue cheese.
I don't dip my wings in blue cheese. I just like the blue cheese and celery for themselves.
Why not ranch?
No. Blue cheese all the way.
Not a ranch guy?
On my salad, yes. Not on my wings or celery.
But you don't put them on your wings.
No, but the taste is in my mouth, though.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I might wash it all down with a nice, delicious slab of chocolate cake.
Wash it down with the chocolate cake. Huh. How much do you retail? 25? Wild Wings.
Depends
on the beer factor.
I'm going to guess 40.
$40?
Yeah.
That's $100.
Yeah.
Just like that. Like,
yeah.
Not even like big purchases.
No.
Oh, wow.
Especially because one of the girls that we know might be our waitress that night, so I'll have to leave a good tip or else I'll feel like a jerk.
Just the tip. Well, Kevin Decent.
Tiny.
One for every inch.
So, back to Unforgiven.
Oh, wow. We got to talk about Unforgiven. All right, let's run through Unforgiven.
Following
Double
Sunday.
Double or Nothing, Flair Chops. What are the matches?
Okay. We're going to start with what will probably start the pay-per-view of the Divas match.
Okay.
Michelle McCool against Maryse.
I'm going to go with Michelle McCool.
I am too. Maryse has just gotten a push in like the last week or two. She's not that good still.
She's hot, though.
Yeah, but if she left, I wouldn't notice.
Yep. Okay.
So you know, I'm gonna say if we're going with heels to you know Michelle McCool's face, so probably he'll win title next.
Okay,
Probably Natalya. So yeah, I think Michelle McCool. Then we have Priceless against Crime Time.
Yeah, that was just added. Priceless got to win this one.
I think so too. I really want Crime Time to have a title reign, just to have it. They deserve it.
Why do they deserve it?
Just for being like the most entertaining tag team. They're so over. Why not give them a title run?
I love your series. They deserve it. Mark Henry deserves it. He's been there long.
Yeah.
So is Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah. Crime Time has just been like such an over tag team. They're really the only face tag team.
So what are you saying? Crime Time wins?
No. I still think because of all the stuff with Randy Orton, I still think Priceless is going to win.
I got Priceless as well.
Yeah. So then I'm going to guess ECW title championship scrambles up next.
Okay.
In which we have Mark Henry as defending champion, The Miz, Chavo Guerrero, Finlay, and Matt Hardy.
See, this is tough. The championship scrambles are going to be tough for us.
Yeah.
To score.
Yeah, like what happens in
the match.
I have
each one of them winning the belt during it.
Well, none of it counts, though.
Exactly.
Only who walks out with it.
They're only 20 minutes.
Yeah. And I think it was it Jim Ross? I think it was Jim Ross that had the best description of the title. No, sorry, it was on PW Insider. Their description of the title reigns during the match. They're like, if a football team's ahead at halftime, they didn't win the game. It's not over yet.
It's basically an Iron Man match kind of thing.
Yeah, so I was like, well, that's an excellent point. Just because you have the title now, you have the lead now, doesn't mean you do it at the end. Thought that was a good point.
I'll go first in this one.
All right.
Dun, dun, Mark dun. Henry.
Really?
Got him keeping it.
Really? All right. I think Matt Hardy's going to get it.
Okay.
I think what they're going to do is all four are going to team up and eliminate Mark Henry from the match.
You can't eliminate someone from the match.
No, well, he's like on the outside or whatever, you know. They hurt him. He rolls to the outside.
So what's
going to
happen?
There.
They're going
to
run down to the ring?
That, you know, no, like there hasn't been anything more on that angle of it, though. So I'm not sure. They should have had one for like the IC or US title this week as an example run.
Santino.
Yeah. Yeah. Santino would have been great. Like he loses it within 1 minute of the match. He's on the outside.
He falls on the guy at the end.
Yeah, yeah, and he suddenly gets the dramatic pin at the end, so he keeps
and
the title.
Trumpets.
Would have been great. Like, there should have been a preview run of it this week, because I am confused by it. But, yeah, I say people team up. They take Mark Henry out of it.
So you got Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I say everyone gets a pinfall during the match. Matt Hardy gets the last one, walks out with it, though.
I got Matt.
Mark Henry's never pinned, though.
I got Mark Henry.
Okay. All right, I'm going to say next is probably Jericho and Michaels.
Or, you know, I could see a Raw title.
Eh, true.
Or maybe SmackDown. I don't know. You know, like, I really don't know.
All right, Jericho and Michaels won't close the show, though.
You gotta have,
we know that.
You know what? Michaels.
I think Michaels, too.
You
I think,
have to.
I really think Michaels has got to be winding down. I think he probably has, like, a year or two left.
Do you think 25, San Antonio, he retires?
No. No. Only because the way all the internet rumors are going now is that that's it for Austin. Also a Texas
yeah.
native.
Imagine
and they wouldn't have
both
Austin
of them last
double
match.
Retirement match. I don't think
they would do that, though.
Yeah, I don't think Austin Michaels are close enough that they would do that.
Because Michaels would yell at Austin, get out, this is my moment.
Yeah, like, I could see Michaels and H going out together like that. If they were both going out at the same time, that would work. You know, but, yeah, I think Michaels, I think Jericho's been built up so much, the loss isn't going to hurt him that much. He can immediately move on to another feud. And
I mean,
think
he's already
Michaels,
beat the champ.
Yeah, and I think Michaels is going to take some time off after this. So I'm going with Michaels. Just goes out on top storyline. He has to avenge his wife at this point, too. So which one's going to close the show then, Raw or SmackDown?
Probably SmackDown.
I say Raw.
Because you got H winning the belt. Who do you got? Wait, whoa, whoa, okay, who? You got MVP.
All right. I'll narrow it down as I'm discussing it. But so far, it's either Hardy or MVP.
Okay.
Okay? And the way I have it going is that there are no title falls in the match at all. Until the last minute, either Hardy or MVP gets a pin on someone.
Probably
so
Kendrick.
Probably Kendrick, yeah. So everyone watching the match is like, oh, Triple H is going to keep it again. He's not putting anyone over. Like, maybe even H would get a pin during the match. Because I never, you know, like, the champ can pin someone. Why not? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, H will be built up so much. The fans will be ticked off.
H lays everyone out, walks out. That's a... First minute, he just pedigrees everyone and leaves. Or can you see something with Kali coming down?
You can pin other people, though.
No, I'm saying H just beat. This is what's going to happen.
So then he can walk on and be like, no one pinned me. I'm still champ, even though you're
yeah,
in
he
my
just
belt.
Leaves.
Meh.
Because he's H. And they're like, okay, whatever. No, can you see Kali coming down, though?
Taking out everyone?
Taking out H.
Yeah. Something but we say there are no pinfalls at all. Or, you know, if there is one, it's H pinning someone. Until the very end. I'm going to say MVP.
You can do more with MVP with the belt.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's been getting a great push lately. I think Hardy, they would want to market Hardy getting the belt more. You know, build it up more for
yeah.
it. I'm going to say MVP walks out with it, pinning Kendrick or Shelton maybe.
I got Shelton's in it.
Yeah, I'm going to say MVP pins someone at the very end, like the last minute of the match.
See, now
I
want to take MVP. Because you convinced me.
And then Triple H can say he never lost his title. You got an immediate feud right there. You got a feud with him and Jeff Hardy
you know
coming
what?
Up later
I'm
on.
I'm going to take MVP too, just for the fuck of it. Because I don't want to get chopped.
It makes sense.
Okay. No, but no. All right, MVP. And then you have Punk winning Raw.
Yes, I do. Maybe not how you think, though.
Do you have Orton coming out?
No. No. I have no plans for run-ins right now.
All right. So what are you, right. How do we, let's hear your theory.
So the Raw one's Punk, Batista, Kane.
I do think Punk's Ray. Gonna hang on to Kane.
JBL. Kane, JBL. I think Punk will be pinned within the first couple minutes of the match. So they're like, wow, we're gonna have a new champion tonight.
By Batista. And
who knows? And much like the SmackDown one, Punk gets a pin at like the last minute though. So it's like he never lost the title. Like, Punk will be taken out of it immediately. We'll get the hell beaten out of him the entire match. And then at the very end, he'll just eke it out and keep the title.
Doesn't the scramble just seem like a concept that'd be perfect for Edge? Like, Edge faked an injury and comes back fresh with a minute left and takes a pin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, why? There's just no heel. There's no good heels.
Or, like, Edge stacks it and puts, like, Chavo and.
You know what I mean, though?
Like, Ryder and Hawkins in it. They just lay down for him.
It just, there's no good heels right now, really, in any of the brands.
MVP's been good lately.
But he's not your main event heel.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, Miz and Morrison have been the great, like, young, cocky heels. Priceless was great this week, too.
That was with Orton, though.
Yeah, beating the hell out of Crime Time, stealing the belts back. Orton has a mean slap, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to finish this up.
All right.
Do you want to do Plug Central?
Sure,
I mean,
sure,
people,
sure.
You guys know what we're doing here. Call us. 315. Fuck yeah. ODB likes it in the ass.
I bet she does.
She drinks and she smokes with the boys. Smokes cock.
All right, but if you want to comment on any of the terribleness that happened tonight
God,
on the show.
What the fuck happened? This is a train wreck. Welcome to the train wreck.
You can write to us at hellionsmagazine@gmail.com. You want me to repeat that or not?
No, it's good. They've gotten right. We've said it several times.
All right,
we're gonna start popping them in like Who is Suicide things.
Can go on our MySpace page at myspace.com/HellionsMagazine. You can check us out on Facebook. Just type in Hellions Magazine for your search.
We'll be there.
You can go to the blog at HelliansMagazine.wordpress.com. Or you could listen to our friends whenever they do a new podcast. And yes, this is a dig because they took a dig at us. Over at EmpireHardcore.com. I believe that's all for our plugs. Oh, and join us next week in Wharton, New York at the 2CW show.
Yeah, Kevin will be there. I won't.
Be there cheering on Spike Dudley, Roxy, the TNA Knockout, Wrestling's Best Kept Secret, Slick Wagner Brown, and, of course, from Ruby Tuesdays to the Squared Circle.
Is he Jared's wrestler?
Jay Freddy.
Jay Freddy?
Yeah.
Is that their call?
It actually, yeah, he's been there for a while. And it actually says on the promo from Ruby Tuesdays to
oh
the Squared Circle.
Oh, my God. Jared McDermott is wrestling.
Don't give it. Kayfabe.
Oh, fuck. I got to go.
Kayfabe.
I went to school with him. No, I'll tell you a quick story about Jared. He actually, we were in, you guys don't know this. I'm just, this is for Kevin because Kevin doesn't know this. He was in Mrs. Percy's dramatic arts class with me.
Is he the one that brought in the Foley tape?
He's the one that brought in the Foley.
He's a legend.
He brought in Mick Foley's Hell in the Cell match and said, this is just like theater. He's going to do all this live. And we just watched the match, and they were horrified. I was going nuts. I marked out.
Let's bring him on 1 week. He'll be a special guest.
Jared could if he's not smoking weed at the time.
We'll get his picks for the tag team.
Good for him. I want to go now.
Go.
I can't.
Why not?
I got dinner with the girlfriend. We haven't seen each other in a while.
Blew her off.
Damn, wow.
Here at Hellions Magazine, we're all about the men in tights.
On that note, folks, big things popping, little things stopping.
And what are we doing?
Tag team in the internet, one podcast at a time?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
I can't find where's the stop button on this thing? All right, bye.